When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
The Amazing Race Specialists are back, and we are here to talk about season 38, episode 3, and this was a pretty good one. I had fun watching it. Kyle, what were your thoughts on the episode?
Yeah, I thought it was all right. It wasn't as good as last week's. Last week's was a very high bar to get over. I think the placements are kind of being fixed right now. Like, there hasn't been much of a shakeup amongst the placements yet. So, you know, I'm hoping to see a little bit more of that as we go forward.
There wasn't a true equalizer this leg, which I thought it was going to be an equalizer once they got to the brewery, but it was only by 2 hours. And at that point, like, that's when people were leaving the pit stop or the start. So it really didn't make any difference on anything. So we got the times here of when everybody left. Jag and Jas are at 5:14. Joseph and Adam, 5:45. Natalie and Stephanie, 5:46. Jag and Jas decide to get directions and wait for the other two teams so they could all travel as a pack. And I don't think we've seen this amount of alliance and camaraderie within teams, like waiting this much to help them and move forward, and spoiler alert, letting them get to the pit stop first.
And writing down the directions, you know, we see it a lot throughout this episode, and it really demonstrates the Big Brother mind that a lot of these teams have, because they all come from that world where you work together in an alliance. You don't want to stick your head up. You don't want to be the tallest tree in the forest, right? Because that gets chopped down. This whole leg, it reminded me of Scott and Lori from last season, where they just were way too dominant and too much of a threat early on. So when they did that public U-turn, they were the clear target. And here, everybody... you could see that's an amazing race. You know, they're not even thinking about that sort of thing. Whereas you have all these people who have played reality TV before really being conscious of that. You know, I think it's a little bit wishful thinking for Jag and Jas to think that, you know, oh, we got first, but we got second this time. So,
I mean, it is a little bit less, but it's not like by much.
You're right. I mean, they basically the front got runners. First.
Yeah. Exactly. So these three pretty much traveled as a pack with Tucker and Eric right behind them at 7:46. Well, not right behind them. They were 2 hours behind, but which led them to be able to catch up a little bit here. Mm-hmm. Tucker and Eric are kind of like the outlier group here. I feel they were just floating around these like next chunks, where we have Hannah and Simone leaving at 8:07, Izzy and Paige leaving at 8:17, Chelsea and Jack leaving at 8:21, and Christine and Rubina leaving at 8:43. that was like that next group of people that all kind of traveled together and were in the same sphere, except for Chelsea and Jack, who immediately get lost.
Immediately. I actually thought for a decent part of this episode that Chelsea and Jack actually might have been the ones to go home here.
Right?
even though there were some teams that were still so far behind, they got so lost and and they don't seem to be like working that great together as a team.
Yes.
They seem so similar that I think that they're going to be a team that goes out relatively soon. They bounce back.
Taylor and Kylan. They barely saw Taylor and Kylan at the roadblock.
Right.
Taylor and Kylan left at 10:33, so about 2 hours after them still.
Isn't it incredible for how lost they got and how far behind they fell that they still only barely saw the team that was just right in the back of them in placement? That was a big demonstration of how much of a disparity there was in the times here.
And then we have Kat and Alex at 10:44 and Matt and Megan at 11:36. And the fact that Matt and Megan caught up and saw some teams at one point was crazy.
It was. I mean, we were about 27 minutes into the episode, not even including commercials, right? 27 real minutes of episode before Matt and Megan left the pit stop. I was like, did I actually just miss something here? Or did it just cut out? Nope. It was that far behind.
Yeah, it was also like we saw the three leave in a chunk. We saw the next chunk of people go and the next chunk of people go. Like, we are now going to get to the roadblock here. And they had already completed the roadblock by the time we were talking about that next chunk of people. Who's feeling tapped out? And as a beer connoisseur yourself,
yes,
I think you definitely are feeling tapped out because I don't even drink. So
I'm feeling very tapped out. I don't know if the skill set would translate. Who was it that said that they're better at emptying beer? Oh, Kat said that about Alex, right? He's better at emptying beers. So yeah, I would probably do this one. This looked hard, but really fun.
I think you can get it.
There was
the finesse of the dials and things like that.
There was a steep learning curve because pretty much every team was spraying it all over themselves. I mean, Rubina was cracking me up this episode.
You just got to laugh instead of cry.
Oh my gosh. It was so funny. But then everybody really started to get the hang of it. There was nobody that really struggled. So this was one that you could get for sure.
The strategy that Matt had of just like, whoosh, whoosh, and just like ripping through everything. And it's just like, it foamed, whoops, cap, leave. And then you had like Jas, who was filling everything up. It got way too foamy. He was leaving the bottles out to settle. And then you had Alex dumping everything out because it's too foamy. Like, everybody was all over the place except for Stephanie. Stephanie really stood out here because she had bartending experience and was able to kind of get that learning curve really fast and able to do those two baskets that they had to do. Oh, driver's seat.
Of course.
So they got there and started strategizing. You had Jag and Jas, Joseph and Adam, and Natalie and Stephanie strategizing who is going to do the driver's seat here. Jas and Jag did not want it because they are so out in the open. And same for Joseph and Adam. They were like, well, we don't want it either. So Natalie and Stephanie said, fine, we'll do it, but we need to give you guys the most things to accomplish. You guys have to take the brunt of some of the stuff because they're two male-male teams. So the way that they wanted to break it up is the male-male teams got three, the female teams got two, and then there are, or got one, and then there's a bunch of teams just in the middle that had to get two. So I think it was a fair way, and I don't think anybody was like, oh my gosh, curse you. Like, I think they really got away with how they did this driver's seat.
It couldn't have gone any better, because you have the two teams that you're in an alliance with asking you, give us the big one. Give us the most amount. I mean, you can't ask for anything more than that. And you still, you know, Hannah and Simone, you give them one. So you keep them, you know, nice, right? You're nice with them. And you're probably the third most threatening pair in your alliance. You know, that's just how it is, right? Even though they got first this leg, I still think that everyone else is going to look at Jack and Jess and Joseph and Adam.
They're like a 3-3-1. Well, not three, because they're first. The first time they didn't come in third, I don't think.
Fifth, third, first. But I mean, they're doing great. As not factoring in competition ability, just like social positioning here, they're in the best spot. They're working with the strongest teams, but they're not going to get targeted like the strongest teams. That's a perfect spot to be in.
Exactly. And being in control this episode, and in Big Brother terms, not getting any blood on your hands.
There you go.
I think they're really sitting pretty. So we had Adam doing the roadblock, Stephanie doing the roadblock, and I believe it was Jas doing
it. Jas. The Jag still had not done a roadblock. This was three in a row for Jas.
Eric and Tucker were really funny, because they like did rock, paper, scissors to do this one. And Eric won out for it. Izzy also did this one alongside Hannah, Rabina, Jack, Kyland, Alex, and Matt. And this is the same thing for Matt. Megan will never do a roadblock.
And when they left, at some point when they were going to the next roadblock, Matt was like, whatever it is, I'm just going to go in there and do it. And it's like four in a row you were going to try to do. Like,
because I don't know how much this is going to math to, because we didn't get a detour in this leg. So they're kind of flipping between double roadblock and detour. So I don't know how many roadblocks we're going to get, but to burn four of Matt's roadblocks right at the start is a choice.
It is a choice. And with that kind of choice, they probably knew that they were done in this race. Like, you know, as they certainly didn't give any appearance that they thought they could catch up in this episode. But you know, we'll get there later.
Yeah. Any other standouts from who's feeling tapped out for you? Any other like moments that were like, this is gold?
There, just anything Rubina did, I think, was hysterical, where she was like, I bartended. All you got to do is tap the keg, and then immediately sprayed herself three times, with each one getting progressively more intense. And then here's where we get the directions writing down, where you have these teams who are staying behind after they've completed the task to help out the members of their alliance. This is really unprecedented now.
Natalie and Stephanie finished this roadblock first and are writing down copies of the directions that they had found. So they're taking the time to write out not one, but two copies of the directions. Jag and Jas follow and are like, oh, I hate to leave them. And they're like, don't worry, we got directions for everybody here. And I'm like, this is crazy, because also you are helping out your competitors. It's early on in the competition, so like, I'm fine with this. But at the same time, it's going to come to a head where you need to cut them around 6, 5, Don't let them get to four. Like, these are areas where Jag and Jas are really going to kind of skyrocket.
Oh, definitely. I mean, people are just handing them things. Oh, here's an express pass. Here's some directions to the next place. I mean, they're walking through this game right now.
Yeah.
We
have Adam and Joseph still hanging behind. So they put it on their trunk, kind of where nobody would think to look, because they were going to put it on the windshield. So maybe someone might have stolen it. I don't know. But they put it on the trunk. And then they get to the car and it's like, oh, they left. This is so sad. Yeah. But wait. We have directions. Yay.
Which weren't the best, because they were like, okay, this is nice, but we really got to stop now and, yeah, and ask for some real directions.
So they have to drive to this field where they are going to find their next clue. And I saw this field and I saw these plows and the lanes, and I was like, people are going to be here forever. Like, this is the equalizer. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then I was so sad when they just hit a net. And then it was just like, oh, here's the clue. And you could be plowing on any side of your lane. You didn't have, you could just go right through the middle. Like, it just
wasn't. Yeah, you couldn't miss it.
Enough. No.
Yeah.
You knew where people stopped too, because of the drop plows.
Oh yeah. They were all basically in the same place. I liked this challenge. I don't think it was hard enough. I agree. I thought it was entertaining. It was just kind of, you know, a fun thing to do. See them dragging the plows.
All right, Kyle, who's the horse?
Oh, I would be the horse. I think it would be fun. The plow, I bet, would be kind of hard to hold up, to be honest.
Yeah, that's why I'm almost thinking you better hold the plow.
Well, hey, I'll do that too. But yeah, this looked like a challenge where they could exhaust themselves. So they were probably like, let's make this hard. Let's make them think it's harder than it is. And then all of a sudden they'll just, you know, stumble upon it. But yeah, I liked this one. It wasn't much, but it was fun.
Yeah. I needed them to be like pacing this field a little bit more for my liking.
Going up and down and back.
Yeah, exactly.
What would have been fun is if it was a giant field, no lanes, and there were 11 clues in there. And you find, you know, you're.
I love me a needle in a haystack. Yes. So that would have been hilarious. Just a bunch of them roaming around with these plows trying to find something. But we did get some people doing some laps in this field, because Joseph and Adam lost their car keys.
Yes, they did. That's a new one. Losing your car keys. It didn't take them that long to find it, but that's crazy.
They could have been really in some deep doo-doo.
Oh, that would have been awful. That would have been just disastrous.
Then we also had Rubina and her sister miss the turn. They like blew by it and then turned around and got directions, and they're like, oh my gosh, the arrow is so tiny, it's right here. But Rubina then had like a bit of a meltdown, but earlier in the episode was like, I'd rather be laughing than crying, and then started crying later in the episode. I'm like, where's the laughing? Not enough laughing. Yeah.
When they stopped to ask for directions, they greeted the gas station person with the, aren't you glad to see us? That way, in the middle of trying to find directions, they found the pit stop.
Yeah, they saw
the second week in a row where someone has found the pit stop before completing all the tasks, which is crazy.
Yeah.
I like Rubina much more on The Amazing Race than I did on Big Brother. Like, I think she's more suited for this.
Her
character is out, and I think that this is a much better
because you don't have to worry about people like much. You don't have to worry about people backstabbing you. Like, yes, there's the U-turn and all that, but like, you don't have to worry about the social game a lot. So the fact that it's just you eliminating yourself has got to be like an ease of the stress, where it's not in the Big Brother house. You're constantly, you know, looking over your shoulder. So
yeah.
After they plow a field, now we get to an ice rink, and who wants to light up the lamp? And oh, Kyle, God. I've seen you on ice skates.
So look, all right. So McKenna was there when my girlfriend and I attempted to ice skate at Rockefeller Center. And how would you rate it? I wouldn't say that we were the best.
I think it's close to a deer finding a iced over pond.
Oh man, I did not let go of that wall. So I think this one is.
I will be lighting up the lamp.
Yeah.
Jag did this one. I'm pretty sure
he's Jag now finally did one
in the roadblock game here. Natalie did this. Tucker usurped Joseph and Adam here.
Yes.
Because they got a little bit lost and were able to get in third place and like slowly chip away. So I wonder next week with that gap in placement if it's going to impact their navigating the rest of the race.
Yeah, that's a good point because, you know, they were up at the top three and they could move as a unit. And mm-hmm. now they can't. So how much are Stephanie and Natalie and Jag and Jess going to like wait around for them or mm-hmm. wait up and leave instructions? So like that, you know, you're not really going to be able to do that. So, yeah, this will be interesting. And Tucker, despite how many attempts did it take him to
do that? It was
like 20, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And they still got out of there in third place. So we got a wide time gap between a lot of these teams.
There's got to be an equalizer. I know we said
that. I couldn't believe that there wasn't one. Yeah.
There has to be an equalizer this leg.
There has to be.
If there isn't, I'd be absolutely shook.
Yeah.
And then, so we have Joseph doing it. He also he wasn't too bad at it, but
a lot of these teams were pretty good.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was like, how are you guys not just falling over? I mean, well, Alex was, but everybody else was pretty decent.
We have Simone who ice skated.
Yeah.
Couldn't you tell that Simone was an ice skater?
Yeah. Could have fooled me.
Paige felt, it seemed like she felt insecure about doing this roadblock, but it's just like, okay, I'm going to like get this done and get it, do it. It didn't take too long to finish up. Simone got it. Christine got it
on like her first try.
Yeah. And they were like, okay, guess we're leaving.
Yeah.
Taylor, Chelsea, and then Alex did the roadblock. And after you finish the roadblock, you get this coin that is the clue to the pit stop. Mm-hmm. And it has a building on the back of the coin, and you look up the directions, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. I thought that this was going to be a situation which we've seen before, where you have two roadblocks and a leg, and someone does the first one, and then the clue says the other one has to do this one. I was surprised that we didn't get that here because that could have mm-hmm. possibly changed things. It seemed for the most part like the team split it up that way where the other person did it. I think the only one off the top of my head who did both was Alex.
But Kat is already two roadblocks deep. So now they're tied up.
A lot of
people have been bouncing back and forth every roadblock, and they're even. I think Jag and Jass are uneven. I think
so, and that might be it. I'm trying to.
Because Natalie did one last week, right, or week before.
Who did the flowers?
Stephanie did the flowers.
So Natalie did the tightrope, not the tightrope, but the walkout.
Yep, and then she did the hockey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think the teams.
A lot of them are pretty even.
Yeah, which is insane, by the way, that Jag and Jass are this far ahead, and Jag has only done one roadblock.
And he's the quote-unquote Big Brother challenge beast and all that. So yeah.
It's insane. So, yeah.
It is Natalie's birthday tomorrow in the race. And Jag and Jass let Natalie and Stephanie take the win. They did a lot of the navigating and directions and things like that. So they got first place this leg, followed shortly behind by Jag and Jass. And then Tucker and Eric take that third spot. And as they said, are chipping away at these placements.
Yeah, very impressive, because last episode they got lost. This episode they struggled on the second roadblock. They have no teams helping them, and yet they're still up in the top three and improved their placement from last week. So
I think Tucker is content with whatever else happens on The Amazing Race, because Angelo's gone before.
That's right. That's all he cared about. I forgot that they were beefing like that, but yeah.
Here we have Joseph and Adam, then Hannah and Simone, Izzy and Paige, Christine and Rabina, Jack and Chelsea, Kylan and Taylor, Kat and Adam, and Matt and Megan don't make it to the pit stop. Phil meets them in the field. Celestine and I actually talk a bit more in depth on Phil meeting teams not at the pit stop over on the Patreon. So check out our route info episode over there. But this is crazy that they just got a DNF. Nope, you're done. They were they got that lost. They finished at the same time as Kat and Alex. And Phil was able to check in teams. Kat and Alex were able to do the rest of the leg. And Phil had to get to the field all before Matt and Megan.
Yeah, this was a mercy kill. You know, this was like just put them out of their misery, because this...
Can someone get a location and just pull them over on the side of the road? Like, did they have someone navigate them to the field at that point? Being
who gave them directions. Yeah, because these two had a rough race here.
Yeah.
This nothing really went their way. They got lost several times. So this, you know, you knew it was coming, but wow, they were so far behind.
Yes. And they finished in last place and are not making it to the next episode. But here we are. I am excited for the next episode. I think this season is cooking up once we maybe equalize and we can get some shifts in placement or alliances or what have you. So maybe next week. I didn't think I would ever ask for an equalizer, because there was a season of every equalizer ever is going to happen each episode. I actually want to see an equalizer to get some things shifted around here.
I want to see an equalizer. I want to see another alliance form, and we kind of get an alliance, a battle of
coalition against those three.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's very possible with this group of Big Brother players that something like that would happen. So yes, I'm definitely hoping for some shakeups, because so far the placements from the first episode,
Kylan and Taylor are
ninth,
and not doing too
well. At this rate, they'll be out of here in episode 5. You know this.
Yeah. I mean, I'm still going strong. So as long as they keep giving my girls the win, I'm.
That's right. That's right. Oy.
All righty, everyone. We will see you this Thursday. We are going to be back on track for Thursdays now. I am done doing things. So we will see you this Thursday with another episode of The Amazing Race. Goodbye, everyone.